With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on all parties involved in the war in Gaza to reach a ceasefire deal. Deputy spokesman Farhan Haq says Guterres has addressed a high-level meeting in Gaza.
He highlighted the dire humanitarian conditions in Gaza and said that at least half of all humanitarian aid missions are denied access, impeded, or canceled due to operational or security reasons. He told leaders attending the conference that it is high time for a ceasefire, along with the unconditional release of the hostages.
A Delaware jury finding Hunter Biden guilty on three felony gun charges. Correspondent Michael Kunzelman says there are even more legal woes ahead for the younger Biden.
This is not the end of the story for Hunter Biden either. He's got charges pending in Los Angeles for a tax case, and that case is set for trial in September, so he still has more on his plate to deal with heading into the election.
Also at SRNnews.com, and research teams finding higher levels of a dangerous chemical in southeast Louisiana.
The chemical is used as a basis for antifreeze in polyester and for sterilizing medical equipment. Researchers from Johns Hopkins University drove two vans using different but updated measuring equipment multiple times over the course of a month. Levels of ethylene oxide on average were 2 to 10 times higher than what the EPA considers acceptable in terms of increased cancer risk. The research was published in the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow lost 120 points. S&P 500, though, gained 14. The Nasdaq was ahead 151. This is SRN News. A Texas doctor being sued by the government.
Dr. Ethan Haim is a surgeon at Children's Hospital in Houston, and he told journalist Christopher Rufo about that facility's practice of carrying out sex change operations on children. Now he's been indicted by the Justice Department for allegedly violating parts of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. The hospital claims to have stopped performing the operations in 2022, but Dr. Haim says they continue secretly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers approving legislation that would rename a New York City subway station in honor of gay activists who rioted at a homosexual club in 1969. The bill would change the name of the Sheridan Square stop in Greenwich Village to the Stonewall National Monument Station. This is SRN News. Well, scientists have always known that elephants are extremely intelligent, and a new study now indicating that African elephants actually have their own names, and they can communicate.
Elephants speak in low rumbles, and newly published research suggests they call each other and respond to unique names. This audio, captured by study author Michael Pardo, is of an elephant researchers call Margaret, hearing a recorded call containing her name and calling back immediately. Colorado State's George Wittemeyer, a study co-author, says elephants will often respond en masse to a call from the matriarch.
And then other times she gives seemingly a very similar call,
but
nobody will react to the call except for a single elephant.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And more details at SRNnews.com.